Blog Talk Radio.
God loves me, and I believe that he will take care of everyone. lunch and his bag of Cheetos. Got a big guy in me, look like Sumo. Gotta do a Cadillac, I can't do a Tudo. Call him Miyagi, I'll be LaRusso. Bunzai.
pray for you. Get up.
And let him do what he do. And then right before that, with Israel, with Jay, just want to say, yeah, Ken Jones, I feel so big right now.
Started off with none other than
verse. So, but we're for me right now. Shout out to Bishop Rock, Karen up over there over doing the awesome over there in South Africa and great that are with great passion. It's just God is shouts out to the daddy, spirit, father, so Christ, we got prayer. Prayer be quiet that kids leave out first the late wife by his side. All the passes. God bless her. That know how to weather this. That cloud pass. So guess what? You're going to bounce back. Forward. So God bless. Prayer back. That's prayer for you all about at the first not more than now have an iPhone or an iPad. That's I go on the iPad just go on the first out first app right it's right Friday. That's led by this great up we have New Birth Charlotte, we have this Charles Smith, Elder Stokes, that's Kyle on there. God just adding less heart, different that prayer request. Now they're over a lot of praise report. Amen. Said Bible says one for the said, well, what is it about? Talk about the money, stronghold, whatever they pull back up to 2,000. Guess what? It doubles. Grab somebody up. It doubles 2,000. Open 1,000. Double, it was 6 times. So it's at over 5,000, 100,000. Now that they're logged in on the World Wide Web, imagine how much more it's your time. Imagine how that word, 90 front, knowing that we're not going to get out if that. Have over 100,000 touches we could brother be. Guess what? Get up out there. Somebody may ask, but you know what? I'm believing God for a miracle. Christ that they diagnosed me with my mom or my husband's dead. I was there in the emergency and I knew that prayer was not prayed. It got up. I'm believing God is just great. I was paralyzed. I never later. If you have great, just keep in a state. That is for the prayer. That's code is morning prayer at newsbirth.com. Guess what? going down right at first, right? More information. I don't want to hear it because I just find everybody got it. That really, and I've learned that. All of that right on the web. Okay, so the time to be to have an awesome break. So our special guest was back. None other than Alex Rachel Alex. Minister doing great for that. So stepping out of New York, they're just going all over and going up 35. Either way, if you're in that age bracket, you need to be at their services. The motivation developer, he goes around, travels around to the great words of how to start business. Encourage the idea, so the idea first was hired. I'm telling God is best. That's partner. They run the together. Just ask questions. So I'm just honest. Ask just for a while. But what we're going to do is get back and break. I know he's really so smart. Minister, my brother in Christ. So I'm going to get back into this. Great, great, awesome track. So if you don't have, he also has a little bit of a dam. This is spreading, it's just growing. They're going to school, they're reacting about certain lines around the great education. Study what all of them are. Great. So, you know what? I think it's a great song. Get into the best.
No losing, right? Yeah. No losing.
Y'all already know what this is, man.
Here we go.
Can I get done when I gotta get done? Yeah, I mean, but I hold it. Need to lighten up and just smile. Happiness is living in you, in you. You don't expect us to do everything right. You'll help us, even when we're wrong. Your love is the only thing perfect. Only one perfect is you.
Whatever you ask, then that's what I'll be. Cause I know you want us to let me.
I try, just can't find you. You're the one I need in my life. So all I gotta do is and he wants me to live. Always wanna tell me what I can't do. Tell me, is there something I can do? Can I live right and have fun too? Without being judged by you and you.
Whatever you ask, that's what I'll be.
Best for me. I tried, just couldn't find. You're the one I need in my life. Oh.
Like I don't know the same Emmanuel that they do. Well, maybe they right, maybe we don't. Cause the God that I serve, tell me young, do what you want. As long as I don't make them look bad. On a mask and a jag, had them haters look bad like that.
All I gotta be honest with you.
Happened to us all.
get up, get moving, do what you gotta do. Welcome back to Legacy Fever. I'm so excited about this day. First of all, it's a day that God has made, and he told us, you know, we have a choice. We have a choice to rejoice in it and be glad in it, or you have a choice to be miserable. I choose to get down, get moving, and be glad in it. That was Dawkins and Dawkins, Get Down. I'm so excited because in just a short while, we're going to have our special guest, Alexander Haynes. Everybody call him Alex. You know him on Twitter as Radio Alexander. I mean, he's just got such a plethora of so many gifts and talents and ability, and he's young. I'm going to find out how young he is when he get on the radio because I don't know. I just, you know, I know he loves. One thing I do know, if I don't know anything else about Mr. Alex, if I don't know anything else aside from him being a CEO, aside from him, you know, just being an awesome person, aside from him being a motivational speaker, aside from him, you know, mentoring other people, aside from him being hiring other people and employing other people and giving people paychecks, aside from all that, one thing I do know about Mr. Alex is that he is saved, sanctified, and as you say, filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. The man loves to worship. I love to see him and all his friends. They'll come out the aisles and run down and just show out for Jesus. Amen. They just get all excited for Jesus, and that's what I love about Alex, and that's really why I asked him to be a guest on Legacy Lever, is because not only is he establishing a legacy and leaving a strong foundation for the next generation to rise up and do even that and then some and even more, but his worship for God is off the chain, him and his whole crew. Amen. Shouts out to Ms. Lola. Lakeisha, y'all need to get in shape. If you need to, you know, get your Zumba on, you know, homegirl is bad. You can follow her on Lola, L-O-L-A, _ELLE, on Twitter. The girl is bad. She works at L.A. Fitness. Follow her tweets because she teaches at different locations, and she's always doing an event where she's teaching Zumba classes. She's talking about health and nutrition. You know, I'm all about promoting kingdom people, so you want to make sure you follow her. You can follow Alex Haynes at Radio Alexander on Twitter. I mean, you can follow Seven, which is the Young Adult Again Ministry. I told you, you can follow them on Twitter as well. Get connected, get connected, get connected. You know, we're always complaining about what's not going on, what we can't. God is providing open doors, and these are people that are out there. They're doing great things for the kingdom. Get connected with them. Get connected with Beautifully Raw. They have a Twitter account, Beautifully_Raw. These are two young ladies. They're also doing the great things for the kingdom. Denise Ramsey and Diane Ramsey, you can find them on Twitter as well. God is just doing his thing. God is just blessing, 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 and increasing, increasing, and increasing. And speaking of that, I'm just going to echo what Bishop has been talking about for the last couple of weeks out of 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, where he's talking about how David, his men were out of battle, and then the enemies came in, their allies came in, took their wives, took their children, burnt down the whole community, burnt the community down. Could you imagine coming back? Your stuff is burned up, all your plunder gone, all your silver, gold, your money, everything, your belongings gone, but most importantly, your wives and your children? Your wives and your children are gone? Okay. And they tired from battling all day, so they were just over. They were grieved, they were upset, they were angry, they were emotional. David did, you know, he was in quiet. He was just like, let me just go off by myself. I'm just, okay, I don't even know what to do. But one thing David did do, he inquired of the Lord. That's what he did. He inquired, he went to the Lord. He did not go and send a messenger to take another message to another king or somebody else. And that, sometimes that's our problem. We want to go tell everybody else our issue instead of taking it straight to God first. He went and inquired of the Lord. And he asked the Lord, he said, Shall I go after these people that have sat here and burnt up all our stuff, done took our wives and our children, and took them away? Should I pursue? Shall I pursue?
And God came back with an answer. He said, yeah, pursue. Not only pursue, but you're going to overtake and you're going to recover everything. And then God, on the way there, there was a soldier from the enemy's camp that they left behind because he fell ill. Guess what? That soldier ended I love when God do things. That soldier ended up being a help for them to get to where they need to be so that they could have victory. So, in other words, what Ms. Sandra is saying is that, you know, maybe your word might be coming from your enemy to get to where you need to be. I'm just saying sometimes we want to go ahead and shoo our enemies away, but you never know. That might be the one that has to bring you a word to get where you need to be. So you never know who God is going to use. Just flow in his spirit. Because if that person wasn't there, that person from the enemy's camp wasn't there, they wouldn't have known really where to find the enemies. And God used him. He ended up getting sick. And because he got sick, they say, oh, you're a weakling. You can't hang with us. He stayed behind. Guess what? He ended up telling everything. And he made David promise that he would not take his life. If he told them where it was, he told them every single detail, and David went there, took everything, and then some. Nothing was lost. Listen to what I'm saying. Nothing was lost. Their wives, their children, their plunder wasn't lost. But guess what? They had extra stuff because guess what? They ended up taking all the rest of the enemy stuff too. So not only did they recover their stuff, their family, their children, but they also got some extra stuff. See, you not? Do you understand what Ms. Pines is trying? When God said, pursue, overtake, and recover all, those that done came up against you, remember, they might have came up against you one way, but they got to flee before you seven. So imagine now, just take that, they left one way, but David came at them, and guess what, took all their stuff, his stuff back, his wives and his children, nothing was lost. Yeah, so we just need to really give God some praise right there. Nothing was lost. Nothing was lost. So it doesn't matter what the enemy has come to try and do to you. Doesn't matter if he came against you and he don't took that, left you just I don't know, just drained and frustrated and aggravated and you're hurt. Guess what? Inquire of the Lord. The reason why David had victory is because he inquired of the Lord first. That's what we need to learn to start doing. We need to inquire of the Lord first. Get his answer first so that he can bless you and send you on your way with whoever you need to roll with to do what you need to do. But some of us, we need to just stop going to everybody, telling all of our issues, telling all of our problems to the wrong people when God is saying, wait a minute, we have relationships. You know me. I know you. Why are you going to so-and-so? Why are you going? I didn't send you there. I didn't tell you to talk to me about it. And so that's what God said. Talk to him about it. Inquire of him first. And because David did that and got the word, God blessed him to be able to go and get what he had to get, not only their stuff, but they just wiped all the, killed all the enemies and took all their stuff too. And so they came back with so much stuff. So much stuff, and you wonder why David was a billionaire. David was a billionaire because David inquired of the Lord. David's heart was right with God in his worship. So you know what? I'm going to get back into this next track. Again, Alex Hayes is our very, very special guest for this evening, and he'll be up in just a little while. But you know, I'm going to get into this track. I haven't played this in a while. You know, you got that stuff. And in other words, what the song is saying, that you got the favor of God on your life, you got it going on in the kingdom, whatever you put your hands to is blessed, wherever your feet go is blessed. Why? Because your heart is after God. Your heart is right with God. And so this song is talking about you got that stuff. Stop hating on folk that got that stuff, but celebrate with them. Celebrate, because when you do that, when you celebrate others, God is making sure he take care of your stuff. So let's get into this track here. You got that stuff.
If you got the favor of God on your life, if you got that stuff, put your hands up. Put your hands up. There's no human explanation how your boy got about that situation. But I know this one thing. I got that stuff that's from the king. Yeah. Way before I came here, God planned out my years. That's why I talk so tough. My God backing me up. Said I got that stuff. Every situation. That's my motivation. When times get rough, just remember that you got that stuff. You wonder how I do it like this. Steady stacking paper like this. Walking in the fine. Got that favor in my life.
I got that stuff.
You wonder how I do it like this. Steady stacking paper like this. Walking in the fine hell, I got that favor on my life. I ain't got worldwide acclaim, but I'm about to buy a crib at a range. Don't even want the fame, all glory to my Jesus name. Way before I came here, God planned out all my years. That's why I talk so tough. God backing me up, said I got that style. Every situation. That's my motivation. Just remember that you got that stuff. Every situation. That's my motivation. Just remember that you got that stuff. Wonder how I do it like this. I'm steady stacking paper like this. I'm walking in divine help. Got that favor.
I got that stuff.
Wonder why I do it like this. Steady stacking paper like this. Walking in divine help is favor. At the supermarket, over $100 of groceries and bills. Cashier says, use my discount to save half off. I'm at the gas station one day, pumping my gas, just minding my business.
Then the man across from me
said, I'll put you on the test. Yeah, it's this one thing that makes heads turn when I step on the scene. I'm favored by God to be a hit machine. Equals favor on my job, so I'm making it green. It don't matter where I am, in the city or the field. The kingdom got it unlocked, man, you know the drill. I walk in wealth, got divine help. It's favor.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Wonder how I do it like this. I'm steady stacking people like this. Walking in divine help, got favor on my side. You wonder how I do it like this. I'm steady stacking paper like this. I'm walking in divine help. It's favor. Hey, oh, got that stuff, y'all. Favor from my life. Wonder how I do it like that. Steady stacking paper like this. Walking in divine help.
Boom! How about that? You got that stuff. That's right. Miss Sandra is saying you've got that stuff. You've got that anointing, that Holy Ghost favor on your life that only can come from God. Why? Because your heart is right with God. He just gonna bless you. Some of us just blessed. Just blessed. And speaking of just blessed, I do have our special guest waiting to come on. I'm so excited about this young man again. His name is Alex Haynes, or Alexander Haynes. Everybody call him Alex. Again, Radio Alexander. He's a world-class radio personality, public speaker, media industry executive. I like the way that sounded. Media industry executive and social professional based out of the ATL, right here in Atlanta, Georgia. He travels the world speaking to young professionals, media leaders, corporate professionals, and social giants. His message is simple: integrity, quality, and consistency. Get these right, and everything else will undoubtedly fall into place. How about that? You better go ahead, Alex. You better go ahead. So without further ado, I'm getting ready to bring on our special guest. I am so honored that he said yes to be on Legacy Lever. Welcome, Mr. Alex Haynes.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be here.
I'm just glad you are on. I finally got you on. I know you're a busy person. And so, you know, I have new listeners that are on, and I read a brief bio about you, but I know you just flow in so many different things, so many giftings. Could you just explain just a little bit about your company? Now, you're CEO of the Catalyst Media Group. Exactly what does that entail?
Okay. Well, Catalyst Media Group is it's an extension of another company that I started back in 2005. We focus on developing media content for small businesses, so that entails really working with small business owners and even some medium-sized businesses to help them advance their vision through media. It's not limited to website content, but anything that helps develop the small business is our focus. We also develop media content for radio and TV networks. So as you, I'm sure you know already, a lot of radio and TV networks get their content from different providers, and everything that you hear on the radio or everything that you see on TV stations doesn't come specifically from that station. They get that content a lot of times from other companies, whether it's content they're using on their website or content that they're using live on the air.
Wow. Now, that's awesome. Now, that's really the first time I really heard it in detail, like what you just explained. Matter of fact, I do believe my team and I will be reaching out to you and your company very soon. Amen to that. Praise God. He will send you out. Oh, right here on the World Wide Web. Praise God for Alan Change right now. And so I love the fact that you're reaching out and you're helping small businesses. What made you become an entrepreneur? I mean, is it something that runs through your family? Did you decide that when you were in school that you really don't want to work for anybody? I mean, what made you get into entrepreneurship?
I would say that there's probably a mixture of things there. I come from a family of entrepreneurs. My dad's an entrepreneur. His brothers are entrepreneurs. But aside from that, I also had the opportunity to get into the workforce at a young age. And my first job was with a corporate giant with AT&T when I was 15. And I worked with AT&T through a summer internship program at 15. And at the end of my internship, they extended a full-time offer to me to work through my school year. So I kind of started a work-study co-op opportunity my junior year of high school, and I had been in the workforce since then. And I saw a lot of things that I didn't like. A lot of great things that helped me learn what to do and what not to do. And my experience was really with an executive vice president there at AT&T. And I got to see the ins and outs of what it takes to run a division, a couple of departments. And it gave me the hunger to really go after my dreams. And that's really how I got started.
That's awesome. Okay, your first job. Amen. You work. Amen, Jesus. Amen. You started working at 15. Amen. I just want to know, now you talking about, well, you know, you said 15, like, you know, that was so many years ago. But, Alex, tell everybody how old you are, if you don't mind.
I really don't mind, actually. I'm 24, and so I guess I've been actively in the workforce for almost, for 10 years now. You know, AT&T is where I got my start. But after that, you know, things never stopped for me. I've never been not working. So when I wasn't working for a large company or a church, I was doing my own thing.
And speaking of church, now I read your bio, and I, like I said, I only did like a brief overview, but you are already licensed and doing ministry. I know you're going through classes now at New Birth, but you are already walking in ministry. Now, when did that happen for you?
Well, I was licensed when I was 21. I was 20, and I spent some time as a youth pastor. prior to that, I worked in ministry for a long time. My parents were in ministry, and I also come from a family ministry background. So my uncles and aunts are all in ministry, and that's just kind of something that's always been in the family. It's not something that I've really ever had the desire to do, but it is something
that seems like it's that way. It seems like it's that way for all of us that, you know, really a call. We like, could you call somebody else, please, Lord, please.
Absolutely. Truly. And I really spent some time prior to coming to New Birth. I spent some time, I spent about a year just on my own saying, God, I don't know if this is for me. I don't think it's for me. So I'm just going to keep doing this whole business thing and ministry can wait. And I came to New Birth, and that was my plan. I actually had planned to just blend in and fill a seat and get out as quickly as possible so I can beat traffic.
It was so funny because I remember seeing you, and you look just like this young man that we did ministry with in New Birth Student Ministries. And I remember calling, I said, Paul? And you looked at me like, no, I'm not. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I was like, my bad. But then I said, okay. And then when you started working in the ministry, getting seven off the ground, helping to get seven off the ground, which is awesome. I'm going to come in there one day. I know I don't fit in the age category, but I promise you, I'm going to come in there. Y'all ain't going to be able to tell the difference. They're going to be like, oh, that was Miss Sandra. Okay, because, you know, I saw the video, and I want to, you know, I said, well, wait a minute. How you going? But I understand y'all got to do your young adult thing. I'm not gonna hate on you for that one. But
we would love for you to come in. And seven is, I'm very passionate about the young adult age bracket. I love it, and I know that, you know, I've been called to minister to young adults, and the most exciting thing about seven is that it came out of a lack, really. We identified that we were lacking effective ministry to a certain age group at New Birth. And after college ministry, there was really nothing else. So we got passionate about a couple things. We got passionate about taking over and taking back the seven mountains, or as we call them, areas of influence. We got very passionate about taking back our generation. And then we got very excited about worshiping Jesus with no limits. And that's really how Seven was birthed.
That's awesome. But, you know, if I visit, I'm going to come sit in the back because, you know, I don't want, you know, I'm going to sit in the back. I'm going to get my party on back there in the back because I know that's a young adult thing, you know, so I'm not going to interrupt. But I'm telling y'all, if you're listening, you got to get to the young adult worship service. When is your next one, Alex?
Our next one is actually this week. It's August 20th at New Birth. It's going to be really different. So if you're coming expecting a worship service, it won't be anything like that. It'll be more like a live TV taping. So it's probably going to pack out. Even if you come, Miss Sandra, and try to sit in the back, we'll pull you to the front. So
Matter of fact, my daughter came for the first time the last time you had one, and she thoroughly, thoroughly was blessed, and she's looking forward to the next one. And so I praise and thank God that you guys went on and took the initiative, and you saw the need, and you filled it. And you're moving in what God has called you to do, and I just know it's going to be expansion time. I'm just looking forward to when it's going to be more than – are you looking at more than once a month, or are you alternating during the week, or are you just going to keep it at once a month for now?
Well, we're looking at more than once a month because it's going to really pack out. But aside from what we do at the experience, Seven has a lot of components that really help the young adults navigate through life. So we have small groups that meet weekly in homes throughout the city. And there's more information on our small groups on 7ATL.com. And then we've also got a strong outreach component where we spend a lot of time out and about reaching out to communities and really bringing awareness to different things. And then we like to hang as well. So this Thursday we'll be hanging at Atlantic Station to watch the movie The Social Network on the green right in the – they call it Central Park right in the center. So we'll be right here in Atlanta in Atlantic Station as a group of young adults just kicking it.
I love it. I love it. I love the fact that you're not afraid to get on out there, go head on, get the social networking on. And speaking of that, you're also like a motivational speaker. You travel. Talk a little bit about that and what you do, who you talk to. What are some of the topics that are that you discuss when you meet other people or when you're invited to certain places?
Well, I have, I guess I've been speaking motivationally for almost 5 years. And I've been on different school tours, middle school and high school tours. I spent some time last year on a high school tour with Sammy. He's an R&B singer. And we hit up every high school in DeKalb and Fulton County. And we spent a lot of time focusing on who you are and why you're here. That was an awesome experience for me and really speaking to teenagers that really weren't focused and a lot of them that wanted to get focused but weren't sure if people really believed in them, weren't sure if they could really achieve their dreams. They weren't sure how to achieve their dreams. You know, they weren't sure if college was the next step for them. And so really being able to encourage teenagers to stay focused became a strong passion of mine. And as I moved into the next season of my life, young adults and entrepreneurs became another big part of or another group of people that I was really passionate about. And so aside from my business specifically helping entrepreneurs stay focused and get developed and speaking to entrepreneurs that really started to get really, really frustrated with the process, young adults became another group that I was able to really effectively speak to, and that really is what launched another brand that my partner, everyone sees me with him and thinks that he's my twin. I've got a partner that I work very closely with, Stan Rucker, and that's really what led to the launch of our brand, Alex and Stan.
I love it. And yes, you guys do look like you're inseparable. You look like, I thought y'all were brothers or related or something, but you're business partners, and that's great. How is it in the business aspect, having a partner, a business partner that works with you, especially in this type of environment? How important is it to have a partner working with you?
I personally think it's very important because you can't do everything alone. It's great to get people that are like-minded, and it's greater to have people that have the same vision. And one thing that really launched me into entrepreneurship was the fact that I thought it was crucial for you to work in a field that you were passionate about. And as I watched people in large corporations come to work every day, cheat the system, hate their job, and do someone else's work on the clock, I got to the point where I said, I can't do this. I will not do this. And so when I met my partner, Stan and I met in college, actually, back in 2005, and we were not, we weren't the best of friends at all. But through some time, we really developed a great relationship, and we got on the same page, and our business got on the same page, and we went after the same things. And I've never had to second guess my partner having my back or my best interest, and that's been probably the best component of making it through the tough times as an entrepreneur. When you can't see the end, is it going to work out? Having someone there to say, yes, we're going to make it, is crucial and critical.
That's awesome. I'm going to get ready to get into this track because You guys are just on fire. We talked about Seven. We talked about your business, the entrepreneurship. You're not going anywhere. Alex is not going anywhere, you guys. He's going to be right back. But I'm getting ready to dedicate this to you, Seven, and the whole Catalyst Media group. Y'all know what? Y'all just in the club, like Ken Jones said. Y'all just taking over, and I love it. Y'all coming out with a whole new flavor, a whole new twist of things, and it's all about Kingdom. So y'all sit back, enjoy. No matter of fact, don't sit back. Get up. Let's get our party on. Let's get our buzz on in the Holy Spirit. Let's go with Ken Jones in the club.
They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. Look at all these in the club. Look at all my showing love. We done bought the bar. Exactly. Tell the bartender we that green. I wanna party for, and I get a buzz off this music. Get home for when I'm feeling, can't lose it. Atmosphere is crazy, everybody feel the same. And man, if you ain't feeling this, then you a certified lame. I came in the one who's hitting it. Pulling up clean in the all black Bentley. Close the door gently. Step out, stunning. We done covered all charges, so everybody coming long line outside. Be patient, no skipping. Extra police. Witches, man, you either wanna be one or be with one, and you trying to figure out just how to get one to come and talk to you, have a conversation. All these in the club, tell me what's your hesitation. I see two over there and three over there and four in the back with their hands in the air. Unified got much power, laughing and giggling like it's comedy hour. My God, they done let them in the club and them just talking to them thugs and showing love and them thugs just asking and wondering they trying. Where the product's gonna be the following week that we gon' see now, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club. Now, ladies, now, ladies, now, ladies. If you in the club, let me.
They done messed around and let the Christians all up in the club. Y'all heard the edited. Y'all heard the unedited version. Y'all didn't hear the full version. So it's all he's saying is they done let the Christians up in the club. Oh, my goodness. In other words, God is saying we're getting ready to take. We're not getting ready. We're taking over because everything that he made belongs to him anyway. And so we're going to be bringing the kingdom to the world, not the world to the kingdom, but the kingdom to the world with a discipleship tool message. And I'm telling you, the guest that I have on today, Mr. Alex Ames, I mean, he is just on fire for the Lord. He's just an entrepreneur, motivational speaker. He was licensed as a minister at 20. He was a youth pastor, which I didn't know. I mean, just awesome. I love when young people are flowing in what God calls them to do. You know, sometimes we, when we get older, and I can speak for myself, when we get older, we're like, dog, I wish I had did that. If I had known what I know, what I know now, I wouldn't have done what I did when I did what I did back then. And I would have did what I did, what I was supposed to do earlier, at an earlier age. And so I praise and thank God for young people that are on fire for the Lord, but also being obedient to the call. He's also in the MIT program at New Birth, so he's training, and he's going to be licensed as a minister under Bishop Eddie L. Long. And so I'm just praising, thanking God for these group of young people that are on fire for the Lord, kingdom business owners, helping other people to grow, helping other people to prosper. That's what you're supposed to do with your gift. And guess what? By him doing that, by him and his partner staying doing that, God is going to continue to richly and abundantly bless them. Now, if you know anyone that wanted to listen to this show and had to miss it because of other engagements, don't worry. This show is recorded from beginning to end. Guess what? You can download it for free. You can post it on any social network. So tell them don't worry about it. They can catch the show later on if they missed it. If you just logged in and you missed part of it, you still, all you got to do is download it for free. Again, if you want to know more about Legacy Lever, you can find Legacy Lever at blogtalkradio.com/LegacyLever. You also can find Legacy Lever on Twitter at Legacy_Lever. You also can find, and it's part of actually Firestarter's Kingdom Radio. Shouts out to Ms. J, Jennifer Primus, who's out there ministering out there in California, doing the great and awesome work out there. God bless her. But you also can find Firestarter's Kingdom Radio on Facebook. You can find Legacy Lever, The Next Generation on Facebook. You can find Alex on Twitter. You can find him on Facebook at Alex Haynes. He has his own website, alexhaynes.com. I mean, you can connect to all these kingdom people. So what are you waiting for? So we're going to bring Alex back on Legacy Lever for this afternoon. Now, we really want to find out some stuff about Alex. You know, we're not getting all into his personal business, but we just like to know, what does Alex like to do when he's not doing all this other stuff? Who is Alex? What does Alex like to do in his spare time?
The number one thing that I love to do is traveling. I don't think I love anything more. I love to go see new places. Shout out to Miss J out in California. That's one of my favorite places to visit. I can spend weeks out there if I've got time to do it. So sometimes when I'm running away, that's where I am. And aside from that, I love spending a lot of time with people. I just love to be out having a good time. And one of the best crews to do it with is the leadership team from Seven. We're more like a family, so we spend a lot of time just out and about eating. That's one thing that I have to do less of, but I do a lot of that as well.
I know. If you see his tweets, if you see Alex's tweets now, it's not that he don't send out great information for business people, and he normally sends out great encouraging words, but he also, you can tell, he do love to eat, him and his crew.
Yeah, I love to eat, and I love bacon.
How are we doing on that bacon? Have you cut back a little bit? What you doing? Because, you know, Lakeisha, I don't want Lakeisha calling to tell you off, you know. I don't want
I would definitely say I've cut back a little bit, but I don't think there's anything like the taste of pork bacon. Even my followers think that it's the craziest thing, my Twitter followers. But most people that know me know that that's just been a love that I've had forever. There's two things that I love passionately, and that's pork bacon and grape juice. And
I'm with you on that grape juice. Oh, awesome. So, Alex, getting back into talking about, you know, business, and I saw one of your tweets one day You said that, you know, everyone else is laying off, but the IT world is hiring. And I love looking, and I was like, you know what, you are so right, because if anything, if anybody is going to always need something, it's the IT. IT people are always going to be needed. So how beneficial is it, you know, for those who may have a little bit of, you know, tech savvy? I mean, what do people need to do to actually, you know, get into the IT world, saying, like, for as far as, like, a career? Do they need to go 4 years to a college? Or what are some things that they can do to help advance their IT knowledge?
Absolutely. I'd love to answer this question. The answer to your question about someone going to get a four-year degree to work in IT, the answer to that is absolutely not. Unfortunately, I've done hiring in IT for years. I'm also a certified engineer for Microsoft and a Microsoft certified professional. And the number one hurdle that people that are aspiring to get into that field have to overcome is the mindset that society has put into place for every other field. Do you need this four-year degree? No. Do you need to be certified in something that you're passionate about and very knowledgeable about? Yes. And IT certifications are much more relevant than degrees, simply because degrees do not cover the level of detail that you need for different areas. And so in the IT world, there's so many different components. There's project management, there's engineering, there's administration, there's development. And you don't have to know everything about a computer to get into IT. You don't need to know, you don't need to be 100% tech savvy, but you do need to find something that you like doing and start to develop that skill. And when you develop that skill, it will become something that you'll notice that people desire to have on their team. And that's why the IT world is booming. A great skill set to have right, you know, in the development world right now is, or they used to call it programming, app development is something that's huge right now. It's major. And everyone, every company, every organization, every entity wants to have an app. And so that skill set is heavily desired. And there's so many background positions in IT that you never even see. But if you're passionate about it, or if it's something that you've ever had an interest in, today's the day to start looking into that interest just a little bit more.
Now, and I'm just like, okay, my toes are twiddling over here because, you know, since I, you know, left the corporate world and ventured out into small business and working and doing some things, I've really become more knowledgeable about the computer. I think if I had stayed in the corporate arena, I wouldn't be as knowledgeable as I am now. Now, a lot of it I learned by, you know, just sitting down and just playing around with a lot of stuff and not realizing what I was doing, but ended up like, okay, well, wait a minute. I'm really enjoying this thing. But like you said, certification is very important. Where can people go? Because there's so many scams out there, too. Where can people go to, like, legitimately, you know, end up getting, you know, certification or learning how to do a lot of this app design and development?
Well, and you're right. There are a lot of scams out there, a lot of people that want to certify you in ways that aren't really legitimate. But there are a number of courses and programs that I would recommend to really, really help you. And the things that people question, kind of like the University of Phoenix and the ITT Technical Institutes, those are places where you can get legitimate IT certifications. Sometimes they even offer degrees, but the most valuable things that you can get from those institutions are certifications, because they're going to teach you what you need to know in specialized areas. And IT management looks for that type of experience. We don't want to know how long you've worked in corporate America. We don't want to know how long you were just a button pusher or a call center representative. We want to know how detailed you are on a specific software platform. How much knowledge do you have that's helpful to our team that doesn't have any at all? Another great certification program is through Kaplan University, and there's more information on Kaplan, like at kaplan.edu. And they offer great certifications, and sometimes you can get these certifications from these companies directly. DeVry has a great certification program, but Cisco certification is huge right now. Everywhere you go, you're seeing phones and businesses replaced with Cisco brands, and Cisco offers their certifications online at cisco.com. So those are some good places to start.
And so you also said that you don't really have to be well knowledgeable to apply to get certification. Just start going. Okay.
Yeah, you don't need to have all of the knowledge and the huge background, but you just really need to apply yourself, say this is what I want to do, do the research, and start going, start studying. And really a lot of the knowledge that you'll get is when you read. You go grab a big book from Barnes & Noble on something that you're interested in, and as you read about it, you also work through it and apply that knowledge, and that'll help you work out your certification.
I'm just really being blessed. You know, God, the way God do things, you know, if you study, you know, he says always have a teachable spirit. They tell people, have a teachable spirit. So I thank you because I'm learning from you. I'm learning some new stuff here about how to continue to grow and develop in the IT world. And so back into motivational speaking and doing leadership development and your entrepreneurship, What was your most defining moment? I mean, you know, this time where, you know, you're speaking, you're doing, and then this is a time where you just had to stop and look back and just say, okay, that was a real Selah moment. That was a defining moment. Could you just share with us what was a defining moment in your speaking or your leadership engagement?
I would say probably one of the largest defining moments for me, it would be twofold. I had have another company called Visicom that is really the parent and the oversight of Catalyst. And everything pretty much falls under the Catalyst brand today. But once we got to the point where we'd opened two offices here in Atlanta, and we were really, really striving to help small businesses in a heavy way. And we had so much traffic in and out of our office doors that we weren't able to schedule people to come in to consult with us for months out. I really took some time to sit back and say, wow, this really happened. Wow, people are really being helped. Wow, I had no idea that this was in me. And I was really grateful. And so that's on the business side. And from a motivational speaking side, I spoke at McNair High School in 2010 to an auditorium packed with 11th and 12th graders. And I had a 12th grader come up to me and tell me that before our seminar, she had made the decision to just give it up. She was not going to go to college. She wasn't going to pursue her dreams. She had no interest because her family wasn't there to support her. And so one of the most powerful things that we were able to share, even in that school system, was God loves you and he's with you. And she took that and she believed it. And when she shared it with me, it opened my eyes to see that this wasn't just a school that I was coming to speak to. It wasn't just, you know, the masses that wanted to hear what I had to say, but it was really a divine assignment from the Lord. And he sent me to really encourage people and to believe in people. And I strongly believe that when people know that someone else believes in them, they're ignited to change the world. And so those were two defining moments for me, really, really huge. And that's just really a big loving people is just a big thing for me. And that's something that I think you'll see consistently with the people that I walk with and just my company and just different things that I connect to. I love people that love people. And I don't think any change is going to come to anything if we don't love.
Amen. You just blessed me. Oh, my goodness. You just blessed me. Now, people, he's not going anywhere, but we're going to get into this next track. Now, I remember when you said you was listening to some Sonic Flood. I said, well, wait a minute. Now, that's something you just don't see every day on Twitter about Sonic Flood. And so I went back a little bit and I pulled this up. And we're talking about Here I Am to Worship, because we're going to get back into, when we come back again, we're going to talk about worship and how important worship is, even being as an entrepreneur and a motivational speaker and leadership developer and IT person, all of that. And so when we come back, Alex, I want you to just minister in your own way, because we may have some listeners out there that know nothing about Christ. They could have just logged on because they want to hear how you became an entrepreneur. Maybe they were looking for some business tips, but not knowing that this might be their opportunity to draw closer to the Lord. And so we're going to, matter of fact, before I get into the song, I'm going to just let you take this moment, Alex, and I want you to just allow the Holy Spirit to use you to minister about Christ and how people can accept him into their heart.
Absolutely. I think the most important thing to consider about Christ is something that I realized I had the epiphany of this week. There's not a sin that exists that Christ's blood does not cover. There's not a thing that you can do or that you've done that would not allow Jesus to accept you for who you are. Unfortunately, you'll never know what you've been created to do until you know the Creator. So it's vital that you build a relationship with God, not just attend a church or, you know, read a couple of scriptures, you know, do some reading on your own or download the Bible app and think that that sustains you after, you know, horrible moments or days that you felt horrible. It's important to build a personal relationship with God. The most amazing thing about him is that when you talk to him, he'll talk back. You don't need an interpreter. You don't need anything special. God will talk to you. He will guide you. And it is important that you build that out, so that you build that relationship and that you really connect with them. So if you think that you're separate from the Lord and it's a decision that you want to change, today's the day. Today's the day to say, hey, you know what? Maybe I do need to walk with the Lord. Maybe I do need to give him the opportunity to change my life, because what I'm doing isn't working. And what you're doing isn't gonna start working until you invite the Creator into your life.
Amen. Amen. So we're getting ready to get into this track, Here I Am to Worship. Just think about the words that Alex just said to you, that you've tried everything else. You're doing everything else and it's not working. But turn that into some worship right now. And the most important thing that he said, when you talk to God, he's going to talk back to you. So let's allow this time, this moment right now, for you to talk to God and allow him to talk back to you.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am. You're all together, love me. All together worthy. All together wonderful to me. King of all days, so highly exalted. Glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created. All for the sake you came for. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're all together lovely. All together worthy. All together wonderful to me. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. To see my sin upon that cross. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're all together lovely, all together worthy, all together wonderful to me.
My worship, my public worship,
it's really just an extension of my private experience that I have with God. I believe in worshiping God anytime, anywhere. I praise him because he's worthy. He's simply worthy of the praise. I don't praise him because of things that he's done for me. When he's done something, that makes it that much greater. But I praise him if he's done nothing that I can tangibly hold on to. I mean, it's so cliche to say, well, you know, he woke me up. He did do that. But not only did he wake me up, he gave me vision. He gave me provision. He gave me opportunity. He shows me things about life that I would not be able to see if I didn't have a relationship with him. I don't ever look at the world and see it as just something that exists. I don't look at the trees and see that they're just here because trees should be here. But my experience with the Lord, you talked a little bit about my worship at church, but I think my life has always been enhanced my relationship with the Lord has always been enhanced through my worship. I spent a lot of time in my youth group really going after God, praising him in an undignified way. I learned at a young age that I really could care less what someone else thinks, how my dance looks to them, what my singing sounds like, because it's not for anybody else. The Bible declares that we should make a joyful noise. And I believe that any noise or cry to the Lord is joyful. He wants to hear sincerely where you are. He wants to know sincerely how you feel. And so prayer is a great opportunity, but praise and worship really allows you to press through whatever's happening in your life. I, as a, being a son of a preacher, you have to do everything at the church in times. And so there was a time years ago when my dad had planted this church and I was a worship leader there. And I got to the point to where I didn't care
Okay, we seem to be having a few technical difficulties. Just right in the track. Right back to a little bit.
Yeah. It's been a long time coming, man. Let's go.
I ain't perfect, but I'm trying to be every day. Sometimes I pray for rain to go away. But no one needed the life I'm reaching for. I ain't the type of person to give up easy. I'm gonna keep fighting until it's over, believe me. And you can put your money on that. To everything I lost, I'ma get it all back. You never see me in the trap unless I'm with my homies up in the back. Cause they wanna get up and out of here. I'm feeling in the air. A change is coming and it's right here.
I'm gonna take you.
the Sue Weaver. We're back with Alex Haynes. It seems to have gotten disconnected, but I do believe he's back on the line. You know, when we start talking about worship, and that's what we were talking about passionate about his worship. I do believe I do have Alex back on the line. Alex, are you there?
Yes.
You know, you went there. I was like, well, what happened, Jesus? I was about to speak tongues and everything. I don't know what happened, but I got you back on the line, got you back on the air. And so we were talking about, you know, you're talking about worship. And you were talking about you got to a point, and I was getting so excited because I'm a worshiper myself, you know, but as a minister, you know, we also have to make sure all of our eyes are looking all around and make sure we're praying and keeping everything prayed up and covered. And so I can sometimes lose myself unless I'm not on duty, and then I'm a whole different person. But praise and thank God that, you know, you've gotten to a point where, you know, you said, forget what people say, forget what people think. This is between me and God. And as long as he's pleased and as long as he's satisfied with my worship, then I know I'm doing the right thing. And so I'm going to let you just get back into talking about what you were talking about so you can go ahead and take it away.
I'm not sure what happened, but just to sum up, I was getting a little long-winded there. Even as a worship leader, I spent time putting my worship on display, you know, not just before God, but before people. And I got to the point to where I recognized that if I didn't have this worship relationship with the Lord by myself, one-on-one, at home, then my worship before people would be useless. It would be ineffective. And so even before I was a worship leader, understanding, really, I read a lot about David, and understanding that he was completely undignified before the Lord. There wasn't a care in the world, and that's not to say that I'm going to run through the streets naked, you know, in the name of Jesus, but it is to say that I really, really, really love the Lord with all of my heart, and I don't believe that he deserves a mediocre praise. I don't believe that he deserves a mediocre worship. I don't see how, if I believe that he's the creator and the provider, the healer, the sustainer, if he's all of these things to me, how could I praise him less than I praise the Falcons at a football game? I couldn't. I couldn't possibly.
You better go ahead on.
There's just no.
It works. Amen.
There's just.
Hallelujah.
There's just no way.
Amen.
And so
Amen.
My worship is the same way. You know, I feel like if a police officer was to approach you and say, freeze, the first thing you would do is surrender. God's not that type of God that he has to tell you to freeze before you should surrender to him. You really have got to surrender your life if you want to connect with him. That's a decision that you've got to make. And when you do surrender, and when you say, God, I give you all, I surrender all, he'll change your life. He'll change everything about you. He'll continue to show up every time you call on him. And that's really that's what keeps me going. That's what motivates me. I can't sit in the seats and praise him without lifting my hands or dancing before him. And so that's part of the reason why you've got to get into the aisle sometimes. It's not about other people watching you praise the Lord. You have to really, really get to a point to where it doesn't really matter about this person next to me. God, I'm going after you, and today we will meet.
Amen. I can tell when praise and worship leaders and worshipers get together, we get passionate about that thing. I was like, okay, I'm just going to sit back and let Alex close out. Just let me know, Alex, when you finish. You know, just go ahead on. But praise the thing, God, for you. Now, those who are listening, and you've already talked about how important worship is, even in running your business, even in doing anything that you do, that your relationship with God is key. Number one, first priority. We have some listeners, and I was one myself, that may have failed many times trying to start a business or start a project. What advice can you give for those who may need a little encouragement, that have tried certain things, or, you know, they're kind of shaky right now because they started a business and they may, you know, be going back and forth? What is some advice you can give for entrepreneurs right now?
This advice, it works for entrepreneurs, but it'll work for people in the workforce as well that may be dealing with a shaky economy. Do not give up. The enemy's tool, his number one tool is deception. And so he wants to deceive you into believing that you cannot be a success because you were a failure. Get up and keep going. Don't let the enemy deceive you. Do not be deceived by the attack. So many times you'll get frustrated and you'll think that it was you. You were not the problem. Get up. Analyze what's happened. Take some notes and learn from your mistakes. Keep interviewing. Keep pressing forward. Keep going. Do not stop. That's the most important thing that I could say. Do not stop. If you feel like you've hit a brick wall in your worship, get back up and do not stop. If you feel like you've hit a brick wall with your business, get up. Do not stop. You can't stop. He's provided you with too many resources for you to throw it all away because of an event or because of an emotion. So many times our emotions cloud our judgment, and everything that you think or feel is not reality. Get up, conquer that feeling, speak the word of God over your life. Speak Proverbs 16 over your life, especially entrepreneurs. Speak that entire book over your life. It's a book of wisdom. It's a book of leadership. It's a book of order. And you speak that over your life and you keep going.
All of the Proverbs, matter of fact, first up, my foundation. Now, we're down to our last.
I think I'm losing you.
Alex?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't know if
okay.
My phone faded out there.
Okay. How can our listeners connect with you or connect with you and Stan? How can they, if they want to know more about what you do, if they want to just follow you on Twitter, if you can just give them that information.
Absolutely. You can find me on Twitter. I'm at twitter.com/radioalexander. Additionally, you can check me out at alexhaines.com or alexandstan.com. Ms. Sandra, I want to share with your listeners that we've got some awesome classes that we teach for young professionals and aspiring entrepreneurs. You can find out more information about those classes online at alexandstan.com. Just some things that will help you fitting in, not blending in, finding passion in your purpose, the degree-holding waitress, life after college, and even for your entrepreneurs, I have an idea, now what, or 9 months in, it's not looking good, what do I do now? We've got so many things that we're offering at discounted rates, so just check out alexandstan.com. There's more information there. You can read more about us and connect with us, email us, tweet me, let me know. I spend a lot of time on Twitter, so that's a good way to get a quick response. That's probably the best way to get in touch with me.
Can I check out the website? I mean, you know, I consider myself young, you know, at heart. But can I check out the website? Because I definitely want to see what you got. Again, you know, look over what you offer. And can Ms. Sandra do that?
Absolutely. And if you want to sign up for one of our courses, let me know, and I'll take care of that price for you.
You better go ahead. All right, that's what I'm talking about. That's kingdom right there. All right, the favor, aid to all of the men. And so as we're getting ready to get down to the last few minutes, Alex, you said this, and this I love this. You said your message is this, simple. It's integrity, quality, and consistency. Get these right, everything else will undoubtedly fall into place. Could you just elaborate that for our young listeners that might be listening? Explain that in simple terms for everybody.
Right. Integrity. It's what you do when no one's looking. It's important that you have integrity and that you do what's right, even when it seems like what's wrong is easier. Keep pressing forward. Be integral in everything that you do. Use integrity. Operate in integrity. And if you do that, if you do the right thing all the time just because it's the right thing, you'll never question your character, and neither will anyone else in the future. Quality is very important because nobody wants a poor-looking product. If you're a small business or even if you work for someone, take time developing the quality of what you do. Make sure it's done well. Make sure it's done in excellence. Do not deliver poor products. It's not good for your brand. It's not good for you, and it's not good for your future. And consistency, always be clear. Show up when you say you're going to show up. Do what you say you're going to do. Be consistent, even in the small things, because if you're not consistent now, when big things come, you won't be consistent, and everything will fall apart. But if you get these things right now, integrity, quality, and consistency, everything else will undoubtedly fall into place. You'll always stand. You'll always have a great product, and people will truly see that you're genuine, and they'll know that you're always there.
Awesome word. Thank you so much. I took all these notes. I got pages of notes, Alex. I'm just letting you know that you have just been an awesome blessing this evening. I thank you for taking out time to come on this radio show and to share with our listeners worldwide. And if you know anyone that wanted to listen to this and they missed it, don't worry. It's recorded. You can always go back on the website at blogtalkradio.com/legacy-lever. You can download it for free. You can share it on any social network. I'm telling you, you want to share this word from this young man, Alex Haynes, and he has a business partner, Stan. They have their own company. They're doing great and awesome things for the kingdom, and they want to see you blessed. How awesome is that? Share this word with everybody that you know. Again, Alex, thank you so much for being on Ms. Sandra's show this evening. You are truly
a
blessing.
So
I look forward. We're going to do some great and awesome things together for the future. I'm trying to tell you, this is only the beginning. I want you and Seven to be on here, too. So we got to arrange for that to happen, too, because I want Seven on here, too. We're just going to have a praise and worship night.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. I appreciate the opportunity so much.
Yes.
Thank you so much for extending the opportunity.
Yes, we're going to get that rocking soon. I want Seven on the World Wide Web. Shoot, I might even have it set up so you can run it, and I just enjoy listening. Yeah, I can just run it. I mean, I just want it. That's what it's about. It's about kingdom business, about the ministry, the discipleship. And God is just coming out different ways if we don't put them in the box to flow with them in the spirit. So, Alex, God bless you. We will definitely talk soon. And again, thank you for coming on Legacy Lever. I'm going to dedicate this last song to you because you are a passionate praise and worship leader. I'm going to go back a little bit with Dietrich Haddon. Clap your hands. God bless you, Alex.
Yo, Tim. Yo, Bob. We had to do it, man. Yeah. We got to praise God. We got the chance.
I'm gonna praise God while I got the chance. Watch me while I do my dance. When I think of you, gotta clap my hands, clap my hands. I'm gonna praise God while I got the chance. Watch me while I do my dance. This one's for you, gotta clap my hands, clap my hands.
Every time I praise Him, I'm finally crazy to do. people, and we gotta give it up to him. Jesus, with it, I am driving, these clothes that I am rocking, and the ice